Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, college football game time. We get you set for a big Saturday of college football. No matter how I try to sell it, no matter how I try to paint it, this week in ACC football is kind of like putting lipstick on a pig. It is it is not going to help the schedule. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. Let's go Georgia Tech and Clemson. That game will kick off at 3:30. I'm going to turn the microphone off, set my headphones down. I'm going to walk out, maybe grab a bite to eat, and I'll be back once John Chuckery finishes.
This Georgia Tech team has got me all discombobulated. And all I heard all summer going into this season long was, you know, I'm explaining the reasons why I think Tech's going to have issues. And all I hear from everybody is, well, you know, when they're not expected to be good, that's when they're going to be good. Well, what's the reason they're going to be good? Well, but, you know, when they're not being picked, that's when they're going to be good. And I say, and I look, and I'll use last week as a perfect example, and I say all the same things. Can your quarterback make a throw? Nope. 6 for 15 again last week. 40%, which I guess is better than 37% he was last year. So it's improving. But you can't make a play in the passing game. 4.4 yards per pass attempt with a pick. Well, can you win the turnover battle? Nope. Lost turnover battle again last week. 2-1. They're -4 on the year. Haven't won the turnover battle, even in their win against Alcorn State. Haven't won the turnover battle all year. Well, you know, can you make a third down? Nope. 5 for 16 again last week in third and fourth down. Can't make a play when they got. Well, can they stop somebody? Pitt ran up 335 yards of offense coming off the 500-something yards of offense week before. They were down 21-0 in that game. It's the same story every week for 2 years with Tech. Every week, quarterback can't make a throw, can't make a first down, can't get a turnover, can't sack the quarterback, couldn't sack anybody last week again. It's the same broken record. And, Randy, when we talked about Georgia, that missing chromosome, that as much as I love Mark Richt, and I love Mark Richt, and I will tell you, I was one of the guys, I was not in favor of firing Mark Richt. There is a missing, and I love Paul, and I really do think he's a very good football coach. There is a missing chromosome. Because, guys, it's the same stupid. Everything is the same all the time. They can't make a third down. They can't throw a completion. They can't win a turnover battle. They can't sack a quarterback. They can't stop anybody on defense. Yeah, they run the football. They ran for 320 yards rushing last week. 5.7 yards. It doesn't mean anything. I know they can run the football. You don't win games like that. And I don't know what the answer is. I love Paul, but there is a missing chromosome. And I'm tired of hearing about you can't recruit. I'm tired of hearing about he's the best you can do. I'm tired of hearing all of it. Because they do the same things wrong every week, Chris, that they've done for years now. It's the same tired old story down there.
2-7 in their last 9 games against FBS teams. 2-7.
Pitt was up 21-0. Pitt stinks.
They do.
They stink, and they were out 21-0 at half in that game.
Look now, but somebody exactly. Just got Chuckery ticked off.
Yeah.
Like that was hard.
Yeah.
Make me angry.
It's just
you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It frustrates me, guys, because it's the same damn thing every week. The same tired story. There's no, and that's why when people would tell me these things, give me a reason why Tech's going to be good. Well, you know, and it, like they spin a yarn and they're on their front porch with Funkin' Wagnalls and just, you know, going back in the history books. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. Give me a reason why you're going to be good. And it's the same old thing every time. I mean, it's a broken record. And I say, well, are they going to be better on third down? Well, I don't know. Okay. 5 for 16 on third and fourth down. Well, can your quarterback make a play in the passing game when they need to? 6 for 15, 4.4 yards an attempt, no touchdowns and a pick. Come on.
Boy, Randy, how about that Boston College Purdue game?
That's and that's around the ACC with John Chuckery.
Jeez. I mean, and if you're a Tech fan, how can you sit there and not and just look and say, God, it's the same thing every week, man. It's the same story every week with this team. Every week it's the same story.
Okay. You done?
I'm quitting.
Are you finished?
Yeah. We're going to Georgia State?
No. You finished? You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, okay. You got any thoughts on it, Randy?
Not at all, because I agree 100% with him. I mean, you look at that game last week, and it's the turnover. It's the fact that your quarterback cannot throw the ball. I don't care what he said.
Go all back right? to the game against South Florida.
Exactly.
That's a synopsis right there of everything is the game against South Florida. You had a lead in the second half, and then it all falls apart.
Five of their last seven losses, they've had a double-digit lead in those games, by the way.
Exactly.
That's
where
I'm going. And that's the one thing that we always talk about with Tech is – once they get the lead, it's hard to come back because they're going to just keep churning out yards, eating up that clock, and they're not able to do it, man. And whatever.
Boston,
I'm not upset.
Is there any stat in America less meaningful than Georgia Tech's rushing yards?
No.
They're literally I would dare you to come up with a more empty stat in all of college football than Georgia Tech's rushing yards. Literally, come up with a more empty stat than that because it means nothing for this program.
Boston
how about Clemson?
College.
How about Clemson, by the way?
Yeah, how about Clemson?
How are they only a 17.5-point underdog, by the way, too?
You wonder if history is factoring into this on the part of Vegas that they're seeing. They go back and Georgia Tech has historically, John, they've played this game has been one where Tech has been able to give Clemson some problems.
Oh, yeah.
Fire away.
Okay. Last year, Tech on third and fourth down in this game, 4 for 17. Last year, Marshall in this game, 3 for 13, which is 23% for 2.5 yards an attempt. How are they going to improve on that, Randy? Tell me how they improve.
I
now,
don't
look,
see it.
They ran for 190 yards last year on Clemson's defense.
Yes.
Okay. What'd that mean? Maybe. Nothing. They were never in that game. Quarterback didn't make a play last year. You couldn't get a first down on third and fourth down. What changes week?
Is this a game that Trevor Lawrence, after this week, becomes the starting quarterback at Clemson? Or they just dabble as long as they're winning the way they're doing this rotation?
I think you're a week or two away.
We're getting close. Yeah. We're getting close.
Let them get really into some good ACC teams.
We're getting close.
Does Clemson cover today?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
Yeah.
Tech doesn't have one of those rise-up moments?
Of course they're going to play hard, but no.
No, I'm saying they got a rise-up moment they make a game out of it.
No.
Okay.
Boston College and Purdue, that's the noon kickoff. Purdue coming in at 0-3.
They're terrible.
By a combined 8 points.
They're terrible.
How frustrated.
It almost got Missouri last week, as bad as they are.
How frustrated is it in the Purdue locker room right now, Randy?
Oh, you got to be, because you don't know what the – you got a new coach. You got a new offense. The vision, I don't think, is there. The players just don't know what they are right now. They played well enough to beat Missouri last week. But this game's all about A.J. Dillon, who is, I think, probably the most underrated runner in America. This kid is so big time. Boston College's defense is tough and rugged like they always are.
I like the way Boston College plays.
They're rugged, man.
They're
rugged.
They are physical.
I mean,
extremely
they're rugged.
Physical.
That's what I love about them.
And they've got some speed on the outside. And John, I think, look, give the BC folks some credit here because they stuck by their guy.
Yeah.
And Steve Adazio, when maybe at a lot of other places
he would have been
ran out of town, and they've stuck by and given him a time, given him a chance to be able to build a program.
But right now, they look like the team that will finish second in that side of the division.
You'd have to go back to the days of Matt Ryan there to find the last time they were legitimate.
Relevant, yeah.
Yeah, legit, and they are. They're fast, they're physical, and I still think, though, guys, at some point in time, Purdue's going to have a breakout that sooner or later – it's going to happen. It may not happen today.
Quarterback threw for 572 yards last week against Missouri.
I don't know. I don't know their vision up there. I just don't know what's going on because Purdue has never been a world beater, but they've been competitive.
They want to go back to basketball on grass.
Yeah, with Tiller. Yeah,
they ain't got the players.
They've got the horses for it.
They don't have
no Drew Brees out there.
Jeff Brohm doesn't have his Western Kentucky guys.
The shine has come off that star the last couple of weeks, has it not, from where he was a year ago. Notre Dame and Wake Forest, that's another 12 o'clock kick. Notre Dame may play both quarterbacks today, especially if Wimbush gets off to a slow start.
They need to play one quarterback. It's not winless.
I tell you what, the Notre Dame's defense has been pretty good, though.
Oh, that's with, one with thing Jerry Tillery, with Jerry and them guys up front? Oh, yeah.
They're only giving up 107 yards rushing a game, 3 yards a carry.
Well, especially going up against Wake Forest, that if there's one knock on the way Wake has played this year, it has been the fact they've turned the ball over.
Two-plus turnovers in every game this year.
The claw fence has been pretty good, but they've had their share of turnovers.
And Notre Dame is still 76th in the country in rushing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still – they still can't run the football like they want to run the football.
And that's why, I mean, let's commit. It's a dangerous game down there at Wake. It's an early kickoff. And if you look at Notre Dame's last two games, it's been real sketchy. They should have lost to Vanderbilt.
Yep.
They might have should have lost to Ball State.
Yeah, they
should have lost to Ball State. So now you're coming in your first road game of the season because they've had three straight home games. Can they get up for this game?
I just don't like the turnover-prone nature, Chris, of Wake Forest against a really good defense in what Notre Dame has. I just
agreed.
I think that could be a bad recipe.
Pitt at North Carolina, that is a 12-20 kick.
Why?
Who cares?
Why?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Why?
Yeah. Well, North Carolina, they did have a week off after after that loss to East Carolina.
They should say it's going to rain up there and cancel this game again.
I mean, and they have like a – is the quarterback still suspended for selling his shoes? Is he still suspended? Is he?
I don't know.
Four games. He got four games, right? I thought he got four games for selling his shoes.
Well, this would be
sounds
game
right.
Four.
Okay. Sounds right.
All right. So, yeah. Now, this game is going to be horrible.
12:30 today, you've got Louisville.
Who needs that game more? What coach needs that game more today?
Oh, they both need it.
Pitt and NC State. They both.
I don't know that Fedora can do anything.
Either one of those guys can save their job.
I don't think.
With this win?
Maybe
no.
Narduzzi could.
Hey, I got news for you. Pitt wins today. That's two division wins that they've got.
I think Narduzzi's safe anyway because he just has the ultimate college football coach name. I just love that name, and it fits Pitt. But, yeah, Fedora, he's gone.
Yeah, it's yeah. It's just a matter of when they announce it. We'll take a look around the top 25, talk a little bit about some of the national title contenders as well. Is it really Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, and everybody else? Who belongs in that conversation other than those top four ranked teams? We'll get into it next. It's College Football Game Time, always online at 929thegame.com from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nine The Game.
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A little college football for you coming up. We'll keep you company until 12:30. Then we'll turn it over to Georgia State football as Georgia State takes on Western Michigan today. A 2 o'clock kickoff. And then later on at 7 o'clock tonight, not college football, but you get a little Atlanta United as they take on Real Salt Lake with a 7 o'clock kick. Full slate of games starting at noon today in the college football world, including Georgia, second-ranked Georgia on the road against Missouri. Guys, Georgia, one of those teams ranked in the top four, where you have Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and Ohio State, 1 through 4. Is there anybody else that belongs in that conversation for the national championship, or is it those four and everybody else?
Oklahoma needs to be in there, I think.
I think so.
I think Oklahoma.
Are you sure those other three schools belong with Alabama right now?
That's a good question, too. That's a good point also.
Well, you got to come up with four, right? Because you got to play the playoff games, so you got to have four. I guess the question right now is who those other three will be.
I would put Oklahoma in that rank because, yeah, you lose the Heisman Trophy candidate. You lose, you know, a guy who just galvanized everything.
They haven't skipped a beat.
They haven't skipped a beat. I mean – I didn't know that Kyler Murray was going to be this good. I honestly didn't. I didn't think that he was going to be able to do the things he did. That says a lot about Lincoln Riley, too, as a play caller also. But, I mean, they got talent.
You know, everywhere. We talked about this a little bit last week, John, in the fact that I kind of felt like, you know, with Kyler Murray in at quarterback, some of the other pieces on that offense actually look better with him there than they did with Baker Mayfield. It was almost like with Baker, right. You had a lot of guys that go, hey, he'll fix this. He'll get us out of this. He'll make a play. And now you're seeing other guys step up, and even without a Rodney Anderson in the backfield.
The thing, I was guilty of, and a lot of people were, Trey Sermon is a bad boy now.
Yeah.
Came from over here at, where is it, Potter Springs or wherever he's from over here. That's a bad boy now. And he's bigger and he's faster. So the running back situation is fine. I was just worried about the quarterback, man. And Kyler Murray is as small as he is, like he can walk underneath this table and not bump his head. He's playing well. He's playing just as good as Baker did last year.
It's all about, I mean, because their schedule has set up pretty well for them, and they've got, you know, Army, then Baylor, but you got, you know, Texas in the Cotton Bowl, then at TCU, you end the year at West Virginia. So two of their three really big games, because they'll get Oklahoma State at home. two of their three biggest games are going to be on the road.
That TCU game is going to be dangerous. I think they're going to beat down West Virginia.
You think?
Yeah, I think they'll beat down West Virginia. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, West Virginia's not played very well.
Well, here's the thing. That is probably going to be a game that you're probably going to see that game 2 weeks,
two weeks in a row. And that's a bad thing.
Yes.
But I think Oklahoma's going to pistol whip them, as my
where's
man Chuck
the
says.
Big 12 champ? Is that played in Jerry's World, the Big 12 championship game?
Oh, wow. I want to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right.
Why wouldn't it be? Or the Cotton Bowl?
No, I believe it's Jerry's World.
I thought it was a Jerry's World
last
year.
Yeah, it is.
Wasn't it TCU in Oklahoma last year?
Yeah, it's a Jerry's World.
Okay.
It's a Jerry's World. But, again, I think there's a good chance that you see that game 2 weeks in a row. Anybody else that belongs in that – anybody from the Pac-12 that belongs in that conversation, Oregon or Stanford, does one of those two teams take a step forward, whoever wins tonight?
Is the number one question right now in college football, is LSU legitimate?
Yes.
Because they have the best resume.
How much more do they have to do to answer that question?
Are they ready to beat Miss State, Alabama, you know, whoever? They got Florida. They got Georgia. Georgia LSU now is shaping up, Randy, is one of the best regular season college football games we've got scheduled now.
And I'm with you right there, and I wrote that down when we were talking about this topic. It's like LSU, what do we say about coach? Are you keeping it at arm's distance? I think people are keeping LSU like that also. Like, how good is Miami?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How good is Auburn? That's how they're looking at that whole thing. And I think when Georgia goes down there, I think that's going to be that game where defines who they are.
How's this for the killer October? How's this for a killer October? You're going to go at Florida, home against Georgia, home against Mississippi State in consecutive weeks. Then you get a bye week, and then you have to play Alabama.
Yeah, because that Alabama game is always the first week in November, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's that first weekend in November that they play that. It's like the only CBS 8 o'clock game.
And look, I don't think the game between LSU and Texas A&M will be a cakewalk either. I mean,
yeah,
I
all
think
of those
round
robins this year. I mean, outside of Arkansas and maybe Ole Miss, all those SEC West matchups are good games this year.
And that's because Jimbo's in the SEC West. And Jimbo, whatever you say, you talk about him, he's a great football coach.
He
knows how to get his team ready to play. He knows how to get his team ready to play. And then now you're looking at an LSU team. Like, are they really that good?
Who's the worst 3-0 or 4-0? I mean, Penn State, Notre Dame, Stanford.
I don't know how good Stanford is, man. I really don't.
We'll know a lot tonight.
Of course. I mean, they're going up playing at Oregon. I don't really know how good Stanford is.
We'll know about Penn State next week.
We definitely will. Definitely will. Other than that, I can tell you another one because you kind of knew some teams were going to be 3-0.
Stanford falls into that. You go San Diego State, USC, and UC Davis. This not only is their first real test of the year, it's their first road game of the year.
Yeah, I think the USC game was supposed to be more than what it was, but USC, I mean, I think we all said at the start of the year, you sure USC is the 15th best team in the country? I think they were 15th or something in the preseason poll. I just didn't see how you could lose all of those guys and be that good.
Washington get back in the conversation?
Why not? If they run, you know what they need?
They need Oregon to win today then.
Because they got to play Oregon.
Need Oregon, and that game is at Oregon, too. That's the reason why I like Oregon in the Pac-12 is because it seems like all the big games for them are at home.
Yep.
And I agree with you, John. They need Oregon to be as highly ranked as possible when that game
Apple
comes
Cup
down.
Is a pretty good game this year. Maybe Washington State, Washington is a pretty good game this year. I mean, Washington State lost a ton. Probably should have won that game last night.
They should have won last night. They should have won last night. I just don't get excited by anything that says Apple Cup. And if you're talking about football, can't do it.
You don't want an apple cider?
Yeah, can't do it. Apple Cup for football. Come on, man.
The LJ Apple Festival is fun, though. It's fun to go up there.
I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about the actual game itself called the Apple Cup. Just kind of soft.
Are there any concerns about Clemson? Is there anything to be I know everybody's waiting for Clemson to do something. I don't know what it is, but it's like people just think Clemson hasn't been Clemson.
Look,
I mean,
but they haven't Clemsoned in a couple of years now.
That Syracuse thing last year, I mean, if they don't lose their starting quarterback, do they win that football game? If you look at, because he came to the game, he was banged up coming into the Syracuse game.
Well, they
game.
Get Syracuse next week. So.
And you know that it's all about payback.
They'll beat down Syracuse.
Yeah, it's all about. I think Clemson still is one of the two, three best teams in all of the country.
Look at the way the schedule for them goes. You got Georgia Tech today, home against Syracuse, at Wake Forest, home against NC State, at Florida State, home against Louisville, at Boston College, Duke and South Carolina at home to close out the year. I mean, where's the –
they're going to take care of business.
Where's the – I agree. Yeah. I don't see a stumbling block.
I mean, when you say that
– then we see Syracuse.
Boston College is the best team left on their schedule right now.
That's true.
That's the best team left on their schedule.
That's true.
But that's what I'm saying. We didn't see Syracuse last year. We didn't see – who was it? Pitt the year before. We didn't see that for the – you know. Right. So that's what I'm saying. It might be a landmine that – because it just seems like one game a week, one game a year, Clemson just –
and they could have had – I mean, look, NC State should have beat them.
Louisville should have beat them.
Yeah. They've had a couple of those moments. Hell, you know, even that Notre Dame rain game a couple of years ago. I mean, there's those games where it looks like they find a way to win it, and then they stumble against somebody. But, I mean, right now, Boston College is the best team that Clemson had. I mean, and it's – I mean, we say NC State, FSU, Louisville – South Carolina, Georgia Tech, at least those are named programs, but Boston College is the best team out of all those teams right now they have to play.
By the way, that next week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7:30 for the kickoff between Ohio State and Penn State, you'll be able to hear the game here. Is that the game, is that the de facto Big Ten Eastern Division, East Division championship game?
No.
Yeah, because I don't think Michigan. And,
I see. I don't. See,
Jim beats Urban, call me. Let me.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
People call me crazy. Watch Michigan. Shea Patterson looks a little better in the system. Mm-hmm. Starting to learn.
And Ohio get comfortable State's, with them. And Ohio State speed will go. Zip.
I'm just saying. You know.
He needs a win, though.
He
Randy.
Needs this.
I mean, he needs a win today. Yeah. I mean, again, I think beating. I realize Nebraska's bad.
They have Michigan.
What is Michigan State?
Is Michigan State next week? Michigan State. I don't. Are they going to lose today at Indiana? They can't lose today, right?
Yeah, they can lose today. That's what I'm saying.
Indiana's already got one upset this year.
They're Michigan State. I mean, we thought coming in, they got the quarterback. They got an experienced quarterback. Mm-hmm. They got playmakers. You know, my man Herm got them, and they're going to a place in Indiana. Where it's one of those early games, and
they're bound to trip. They're going to trip
you know
up somebody.
And
Michigan
like
State will get somebody. Yeah, Michigan State seems like they'll get somebody. They'll get Penn State or Michigan, or they'll trip up somebody this year. They're good enough to do that, especially with their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot has to go right to beat Ohio State this year. You have to hope. I think when you start talking about Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia and Alabama, they have to beat themselves.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's teams that line
just
up
them.
And just beat them, just out talent them, outwork them. I think they're going to those teams are going to have to find a way to lose it on their own this year.
I just don't see, from a pure speed standpoint, I don't see anybody being able on their schedule to keep up with Ohio State. I don't see a stumbling block for Clemson in there.
I don't either.
And look at the way Alabama and Georgia are mowing through people. They're on a collision course. Now, mm-hmm. I think the question at the end of the year, you know, that first week in December, we're going to sit here and say, okay, Alabama, Georgia, does the loser still get in?
I think you're with – I'm right there with you. But that also goes to see what's happening with Oklahoma.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree with you.
What happens with Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is a real wild card.
Yes,
you know,
if they go undefeated, they're in.
Yeah, if they run the table because you know if you've beaten West Virginia, Oklahoma State, TCU,
beat West Virginia twice.
I mean, you've got who says they can't play Oklahoma State twice when all is
well?
That could be the case.
Go
Pokes,
let it go.
Go Pokes.
You jinxed just like you did everybody else.
Go Pokes.
Barco.
Hey, and jinx these people yet? No jinx here. 3-0 in top 10 in my world. 3-0 in top 10 in my world. Akron Zips, baby.
Oregon and Stanford, that's a big one tonight.
When do we get Akron's play-by-play guy on?
We'll visit with the voice of the Oregon Ducks, Jerry Allen. He joins us next. College Football Game Time, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Go!
College Football Game Time on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Frisco Forth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. We do this every Saturday morning. We get you set for a big day of college football. We keep you company here inside the Kia Studios until 12:30 today. Then we'll turn it over to Georgia State as they face Western Michigan. Pregame starts at 12:30. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock. We'll be joined in just a few minutes by the play-by-play voice of the Oregon Ducks. Jerry Allen will be with us, and we'll kind of go into what is, I guess, the biggest game of the day in college football and one that features two potential Heisman Trophy candidates in Bryce Love from Stanford and Justin Herbert, the quarterback at Oregon. How important is today, guys, for if somebody plays well tonight, is this the guy that emerges there with the quarterbacks at Ohio State and Alabama to be in that Heisman Trophy conversation?
I mean, he was terrific last year.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He's very good. Talking about Herbert?
He was on my five names you need to know this year. What was that? 92.9thegame.com. Yeah.
Now, tell me, how do you do that?
Go to my new and improved website picture.
Okay.
Updated. Mm-hmm. I went from 12 chins to only 4.
Okay.
And you can see that picture up there.
Oh, okay. And again, that's where?
92.9thegame.com. Okay. Yeah, Brian will find it somewhere. If they get by, if Oregon gets by Stanford and Washington, you know, they got Cal in the middle, which they'll beat Cal.
Yeah.
At Washington State, at Arizona, UCLA, at Utah, Arizona State at home, at Oregon State, maybe Utah's a trip up.
Utah's going to trip somebody up. Yeah, we know Utah's going to get somebody up there.
But when I talk about the rest of that schedule, is anybody really scary? I mean, if they beat Stanford and Washington, you know, they got a shot to run the table. Now they run the table. They run the table and win the Pac-12 at 13-0. Just saying hypothetically, they're going to be awful hard to leave out of the playoff.
Who's this?
Oregon.
Oh, I mean, of course, but I don't see it like that. I don't see them doing that. I love the fact that y'all brought up that Washington needs them to win today.
Yes.
If they get Washington, I'm looking. I mean,
2 weeks, man. 2 weeks from 2 weeks.
Does unbeaten Oregon get in over unbeaten Oklahoma?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I still don't believe Oklahoma gets by everybody in the Big 12.
Really?
I still think there's a trip-up game somewhere in there.
Who? TCU,
Oklahoma State, Texas.
Oklahoma State.
Look, they had to hang on for dear life to beat Texas last year.
Oklahoma State's not doing anything.
Okay.
All right, Yahoo. I'm sorry to the lovely people.
Go Pokes.
Over at McCray's.
McCray's in Smyrna over there.
McCray's in Smyrna.
Go Pokes crew.
Sorry, not happening.
It's my crew over
Mullet
there.
Mullet, man, ain't going to get it done this year.
Okay.
It's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, the big day of college football kind of comes to a climax tonight as Oregon and Stanford meet at 8 o'clock and an opportunity for both of these programs to get into prime time on the East Coast and for both of these guys to be seen. For all the talk, when you say Oregon, I automatically think offense.
Yeah.
Their defense, now granted, they haven't played anybody yet, but that defense has been dominant the way you want to see them be when they get into when they've played against inferior opponents. Randy McMichael, you have your hand.
Per Brett McMurphy, sophomore quarterback in Book will replace Brandon Winbush today as starting quarterback.
Wow.
We talked about that earlier, the fact that Notre Dame might play two quarterbacks today. And it looks like they're going to go with the guy with less experience over Winbush, who's been kind of like a roller coaster.
Been terrible throwing the ball, that is. Terrible.
That's what he is.
And it's crazy that, remember the first week when they played Michigan, and we were like, oh, he got to make some plays with his arm. You kept saying that. And he kept throwing these balls up in the air that should have been intercepted, and the one that wasn't was a touchdown.
Does he look like the same quarterback running behind McGlinchey and Nelson last year?
Somebody told me that the offensive line was better this year at Notre Dame without those two.
Those two college football Hall of Famers, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was at a bar.
Yeah. I think they were fourth. I think they were fourth in the country last year, Chris, in rushing. They're 76th this year. Okay. All right.
College football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Georgia and Missouri set to kick off here in 14 minutes from right now. At Missouri, Georgia goes on the road today, and a chance for Missouri to show that maybe they belong in the conversation in the SEC East, where quarterback Drew Locke is 9-1 in his last 10 starts with 38 touchdowns
and 6 interceptions. But, Randy, as we've talked about, the difference in Georgia now from Georgia in the past is there is that killer, go-for-the-jugular kind of instinct in Georgia that they're going to get up on you early. And that's the way I see this game going today. If Georgia can get out early, you get up a 2-touchdown lead in the first quarter, I think the route is on
point. Yeah, but the thing with this, and it happened last year in the game, as long as you play assignment football, mistake-free assignment football, meaning if you're in bail three, and I'm still going to harp on it, bail out of there. All right, you do not get beat over top. You're not getting – if you can limit the fact that, you know, he's going to get his. They're going to catch some balls. I mean, he's that good. And that offense, I mean, they're going to be wide open. So, I mean, spread out. So, I mean, he's going to complete some passes. Don't give up a big one. Because I don't think they can methodically drive against Georgia. I think they got to have that big play to beat Georgia today. And if Georgia can not give away that big play, it's going to be a route.
I want to see if Georgia's pass rush can improve.
Because he's going to hold the ball today.
Yeah, we talked about they've only given up 1 sack, Missouri's offensive line. Georgia's only got 1 sack on the year, which is still, to me, a very strange stat. But, they got pressure on Bentley, and they made him bad early and turned that game pretty quickly.
Derek Dooley.
My man.
Against Mel Tucker and Kirby Smart.
My man. Derek.
You know, Randy had his 2 best years in the NFL with Derek Dooley as his coach.
I think I heard that. I think I read that somewhere.
Okay. Keep telling yourself.
He did.
Keep telling yourself that.
I heard it specifically.
Okay.
I've read it multiple places.
Yeah. I mean, just keep telling yourself that. Derek's my man. Okay. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
Does he have something? Because, look, he's done a pretty good job as a play caller.
He has.
Now, give the guy credit.
And that's what surprised me. I was so interested to see how he would be coming in as a play caller. And then having – it helps to have Drew Locke as a quarterback when you call him those plays. But, I mean, they're looking for the big play. They know they're not going to just sit there and just 13-play drive Georgia. They got to find a way to generate big plays offensively today. And – if they can do that, it'll be a long afternoon out there in Columbia.
Texas A&M and Alabama later today. John, we talked about this one earlier. The point spread goes from Bama favored by 21 to Bama by 26 today. I mean, this is a – I think it says a lot about not only how the money is flowing on this game, but also, too, how Vegas views the Alabama offense.
Yeah, and as good as Clemson is, and as many skilled people as they have, they still ain't that group that's coming at that group in Tuscaloosa. Because this is the best offense Nick Saban has had. And somebody brought up the question, who's the last quarterback Alabama's had better than Tua?
No.
No, I'm
talking about under Nick Saban?
I'm talking about
Joe Willie?
I'm talking about people.
Stabler?
Listen, you're laughing. People are literally talking about, this is the best quarterback Alabama's had since Namath and Stabler were around. Because Nick has not had a better quarterback, right?
The best Nick's had. Now I'm trying to.
Because remember, they spent all those years as wishbone option.
Quarterback that beat Miami that year?
Jay Barker.
Was it Barker?
Jay Barker. And Jay had a very nice career at Alabama, but
Jay Barker wasn't a great quarterback.
They won because of that defense.
Because they had Copeland and Curry. And Teague and
you know, Mike Shula played quarterback there back in the mid-'80s, but again, he was a game manager kind of guy at best.
Richard Todd
was there. Now, see, that's getting a little bit a little too young to really remember Richard Todd.
But that's literally when you start talking about, you know, all those late 70s, early 80s quarterbacks that were all just wishbone quarterbacks.
Remember David Palmer?
Yeah.
You know,
he was a utility knife.
They used to line Palmer up and basically run the Wildcat before it was called the Wildcat. Alabama ran it with David Palmer. But you might have to go back to David Palmer to find the last time they had a guy as athletic as Tua to take a snap.
Loved David Palmer.
But it is an interesting question that you think about. Yeah.
No, it's probably Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, they haven't had a guy. And the funny thing that I think people forget about Stabler and Namath, they ran in college. Those guys were
really –
Stabler was a very running quarterback, Randy, when he was at Alabama in college.
Scrambling back then. They were scrambling quarterbacks.
But it's hard to imagine Kenny Stabler running around looking – you know, because he always looked like he was 94 years old when he played.
Right.
But he ran. And so did Namath. That's when Namath had good knees.
He hurt his knee at Alabama running around.
I think
around.
He did.
Yeah,
I think that is true. But you have to go back – the point is that you have to go back a long way to find a quarterback that can do what Tua can do in this offense, and it's dynamic. They look like they are with that offensive line and those running backs and wide receivers, and
they just got everything.
They're just a handful.
For all the games they've won, for all the national championships, when you start to think about it, you start to put it in those kind of terms that we just talked about. Boy, they are not quarterback you, are they?
No, they're not.
No.
They are not quarterback
you. Nick has a very specific style he wants
to win. But think about three Alabama quarterback names I could give you from, like, ancient times. Stabler, Namath, and Bart Starr.
Bart Starr.
That's three NFL Hall of Fame quarterbacks right there.
A Bear could go find those guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And, by the way, Richard Todd was a pretty good quarterback for a few years for the Jets in the NFL.
He was.
He was part of that New York Sack Exchange, Randy. He was there when Gastineau and Klecko and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Freeman McNeil.
Yeah. And where'd they get them?
Playoff. I think they lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah, they never could get past the Dolphins.
Never.
Yeah.
They never could get past the Dolphins.
Dan sit back there and...
Oh, it wasn't even Marino.
No,
I think one year they lost
Woodley.
That was David Woodley.
That was David Woodley. Yep. Teams for the Miami Dolphins back then. And Don Strock.
It's college football game
Dan?
Time.
They couldn't even
no,
yeah, this
Dan.
Was before the year before Dan.
Oh, it was before Dan. All right.
Before Dan.
Because this is like Gastineau's heyday, like 82, 83, before Dan's in the league when they had Klecko and Marty Lyons and those guys. And they were the New York Sack Exchange. Yeah, it was Richard Todd quarterback in those teams. We'll get Sean Thompson on. He can break it all down for us.
Really?
Well, he's a Jets guy.
Oh, yeah. He does like the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Is he from New York?
As much as Brian is.
Oh, okay.
Wow. We'll get to our picks of the week. We'll give you some winners and some losers. We'll do it next. It's college football game time here. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Dogs! Bark it in the first half.
College football game time is on with your hosts, Chris Kilforth, John Chuckery, and Randy McMichael on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It is that time of the week. Here on College Football Game Time, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We give you some winners and some losers from around the world of college football today. Before we get to what is a good slate of games for week number four, we'll take a look back at last week. Let's start with you, Randy McMichael. Week. Let's do it, Randy. Mm. Start it off.
I'm going Auburn over LSU. I'm taking Boise over Oklahoma State. I think Texas is going to beat USC. Yes! And my upset special, I'm taking the Fighting Smoking Jay Cutlers. I'm taking Dansby Swanson's Vanderbilt Commodores to go upset Notre Dame today. Catch the daggone ball.
Should have won.
Catch the ball.
Yeah.
Catch the ball.
Tough week for you.
Yeah, real tough.
Tough week for you. Here's my picks from last week. They may not be much better.
Randy, I'm going almost opposite you in just about every pick. I've got Auburn over LSU, so we're in agreement there. I got Oklahoma State over Boise State. USC beating Texas.
I did that sober,
too. And in my upset special, I got the Mean Green of North Texas taking down Arkansas today.
That is a hell of a pick. And I saw that. I should have jumped all over that.
Arkansas lost to Colorado State, North Texas State in back-to-back weeks.
Yes. It's bad times.
You know your bad win. You know your bad win. John Chuckery.
Even worse now.
From last week.
Mm. I'll take Auburn to win over LSU, but I think LSU covers. But I think Auburn wins the game outright.
Hold on. No, you can't get a ding because you got a spread right. Come on, Brian.
Ohio
Stop
State
letting him take
TCU.
In that room.
And I'm rolling a second week. I'm going to take Georgia Tech over Pitt.
Oh. What are you going to learn?
My upset special of the week. I'm going to take the Fighting James Evans.
Michael, why don't you come over to my house and look at television for a while?
Huh? Oh, why?
Because this discussion ain't for no little boys.
I ain't no little boy, Daddy. I'm 12 years old.
You want to make 13?
Yes. The Fighting John Amos of Colorado State.
That's
the Fighting Harper LaBelles are going to take their $2 million check, and they're going to go into Gainesville today, and they're going to beat the Florida Gators.
Mm.
Sounded good.
It did at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
good job by Brian putting that together for you last week.
It did.
Completely best flopped, part of that pick. All right, Randy, let's get to this week's predictions. How about you lead us off? We make three predictions and an upset special every week here on College Football Game Time.
Well, right now, I mean, we had to hurry up because the game started at noon, but I'm taking my dog today over Missouri.
Of course you are.
I'm taking TCU over Texas. I don't think it will be a hangover. I think they will get it done today. I think Oregon is going to beat Stanford. I think Oregon's going to find a way to shut down Bryce Love, and they're going to beat Stanford today. And my upset pick, strange things happen tonight in Iowa. I'm taking Iowa, even though Wisconsin's coming off a beatdown. I'm taking Iowa to upset Wisconsin tonight. Book it, Chuckery.
Okay.
How you like them apples?
Boy, I think you went safe on your three picks.
Oh, of course I did, because y'all usually too. Because I'm behind. I'm behind.
All right, I like Florida over Tennessee today in Knoxville, a slight upset. Mississippi State over Kentucky. I think Wisconsin rights the ship and gets Iowa today. And the upset special, Vanderbilt. They didn't do it last week, but Vanderbilt over South Carolina today.
Is that an upset? That's not an upset, Chris. You be hedging your upsets.
Brian, make the call.
That's not an upset.
Make the call.
I'm going to take a look at the spread and get back to you in just a moment.
Okay. Vandy's at home.
Vandy's at home against South Carolina.
They are a home dog. South Carolina is favored in Nashville.
I'm putting under protest on that one, Randy.
I'm
putting
my
under protest.
Zero games on. I'm sorry.
All right, let's see, Randy. I like Texas to win. I like TCU to win today.
Okay.
I like Georgia to win today.
Okay.
And who was your? Oh, Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah.
There you go. I like all three of those.
Okay, that's fine.
If you're gonna go safe, I can go safe too.
But no, not in the upset pick. It got to be bold, Chris. You were bold last
week. It's Vanderbilt. How much more bold can you get than Vanderbilt?
You were bold last week, man.
You're just picking him to beat a Will Muschamp coach team. That's all.
All right. So the spread's only 1.5. I can't let this fly as an upset.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Bangs. Get the chalk, Chris.
You can stew on it for a minute. Let's go to John's picks.
No, I don't need any time.
Oh, okay. He's got him in the bag. Okay.
FIU knocks off Mark Richt in Miami today.
Davis.
Butch Davis.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
He gets his
revenge.
I like that. I like bold.
He did.
Suck it,
did
Michael.
Did that just go the wrong way?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, boy. And Georgia's down. Oh, boy. Or are they just calling that play back?
No, calling it back, yeah. No, okay. It was an interception.
All right. So time for me to take my picks. I've also got Georgia over Missouri.
Of course you do.
I just think they roll Missouri. Got to pick one of the local teams, right? Because I can't pick that other team on North Avenue.
I'm done picking
that
guy.
I ain't never picking North Avenue.
They let me down, too.
I'm with Randy. I think Oregon does win tonight at home against Stanford. 20-8 tonight. Chris, I'm with you. I think Florida finds a way to go up to Tennessee and gets a win today. I don't think it's going to be a pretty game. I don't know if that's worth watching.
Oh, it's a 12-10 kind of game.
Yeah. I don't know how much it's worth watching.
13-8.
Yeah, but I think Florida does find a way to win today. And for my upset special of the week, I am going to go into Austin, Texas. And I'm going to take the Fighting Farrah Fawcett's Texas Longhorns on the TCU hangover. They are going to get it done today. And I'm scared now because Desmond and everybody else picked it with me in there. I think Texas finds a way to get it done tonight. I don't think that game is going to be all that pretty either. Texas' defense is going to have to find a way to help get it done tonight. I think the TCU hangover is real. I'm going to take the Fighting Farrah Fawcett's and the Texas Longhorns to upset the TCU Horned Frogs as my upset special of the week.
Wow.
That's
bold.
That's real bold there, John Chuckery.
That's bold.
I mean, real bold.
That's not FIU over Miami.
No, FIU over Miami is way over there somewhere. That's over there.
That was you only had one dart left.
You know,
that's
like,
it. That's
it. Where did that come from?
I got one bullet left in the revolver. I'm going to shoot it.
I could go bold. My zip's going to.
Dude.
Is it Ames?
Yeah.
Iowa State and Ames.
Iowa State is in Ames.
And take out the I hate Dave Archer this week, so I have to have my hate week.
Dude, that's bold. Chris said FIU.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nobody's taking Wake over Notre Dame, huh?
I don't trust Wake Forest to hold on to the football in
that's it. It's,
I mean, just,
that game's going to come down to. I think it will
Randy,
be close.
They have like seven turnovers
in
three
games. Yeah, I know. That's the one game I thought about taking was the Wake because it's Notre Dame's first road game. And now we know that they're starting a young quarterback in his first road game at Wake, even though Wake's not an intimidating place. But I thought at least you would pick a checker.
No, I don't trust. Just in looking at Wake Forest, I just don't.
I think
trust
it's close.
Yeah,
I think the difference in the game may end up being a Wake turnover.
I don't think Notre Dame beats anybody by a lot. Notre Dame's the kind of team to roll anybody this year. But I just don't trust Wake to hold on the football, and you don't want to turn it over against Notre Dame's defense. You don't want to get into that.
It's so funny. I was talking about Jerry, D tackle. He's one of the better D tackles in college football. I remember watching the Notre Dame documentary his freshman year. I was like, this is a little cornball dude. He is developing to a monster on the defensive line.
Hey, by the way, some of those noon games that have already started, Notre Dame has already been forced to punt, so Wake has a 1st and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Early first quarter there. Nebraska already threatening against Michigan with 12 minutes left to go in the first. Michigan with a 2nd down and 8 at the Nebraska 9-yard line. Boston College and Purdue has already started. Ole Miss already has a score against Kent State. They lead it 7-0. That game could be ugly. It will be ugly by the end of the day. Rutgers leading Buffalo 3-0. Maryland on top of Minnesota 7-0 early.
Akron already has the ball in Iowa State territory, just so you know.
Those Zips, zipping right down the field.
They win this week, they'll be top 10. They got to be.
SMU on top of Navy, 3-0.
Top 10 who?
In the MAC.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. I mean, we're not talking about the country. Like, top 10 what? Like, please.
Hey, 3-0 is 3-0 and would be
4-0. Y'all are 2-0, Chuckery.
We'll be 3-0 after
the game. You're 2-0,
okay? We would be 4-0.
Your Zips, the shirt that you're wearing and representing and flexing on them, y'all left. Remember, didn't they have a time – correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. Didn't they reschedule the game for Sunday? And Akron said, you know what? Nah, we're good.
Here's the problem. We brought so much thunder and lightning that they weren't going to be able to play.
There you go.
Brought the thunder and the lightning, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Bowl-bound Zips.
Now, well, I wouldn't doubt. I mean, they're going to be in the Tire Bowl or something.
Bahamas Bowl.
I go to the Bahamas Bowl. Yeah, it's sponsored by Popeyes in the Bahamas. Yeah, I'll go to that. So, I mean,
if they get to 4-0, Brian, will you get us Terry Bowden on the show?
I'll do what I can.
Okay.
The cricketest guy in college football. Still.
I love it. That's how you should be, man.
Oh, God.
Dude, if he leaves that program, they may never come off sanctions or something. they may be on suspension for the next decade plus.
Let's go. There.
The thing about him is that he seems to be content there, John.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's very content. Touchdown, Georgia.
There's nobody coming calling for Terry Bowden at this point on there. But you got that coordinator for Mississippi State. You want to know part of the reason why that they're, you know, they got an Akron U.
Jolie Dunn?
No.
Jolie Dunn. Jolie Dunn said, I don't need no headset.
Old Moorhead, man. It's an Akron U OC.
Georgia with a touchdown. They lead Missouri 6-0 as the extra point is forthcoming. Jerry Allen, the voice of the Oregon Ducks, scheduled to be with us earlier, ran into a snag, couldn't be with us. We're going to visit for a few minutes with Jerry coming up, and then we'll also get you over to Georgia State and Western Michigan. That game with a pregame starting at 12:30, and the kickoff is at 2 o'clock. You can hear it here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You up to date in the world of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. From inside the Kia studios, we'll get you set for Georgia State football against Western Michigan with the 2 o'clock kickoff coming your way. By the way, Georgia with a 7-0 lead over Missouri. Georgia returned a fumble 68 yards for a touchdown.
Controversial play there.
No, it was not. All right, he was not down. It
there.
Was not for progress. They got him, stripped the ball.
The referee's already on Georgia's
side.
No,
they're not. What? Don't. You know what? I can't even with you, man. You're lucky we got company on the line.
Let's head out of the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in Jerry Allen. He is the voice of the Oregon Ducks. They've got a big one coming up later on as they take on Stanford tonight. Primetime, 8 o'clock kickoff Eastern time. Jerry, what does today mean for Justin Herbert and the possibility of a Heisman Trophy for him?
Well, it's the biggest opportunity he's had this year, and it's an opportunity that would allow him to have another opportunity to get himself into that race. If he doesn't have a good day today, if Stanford is able to take Oregon down, then his chances of getting back into that race get slimmer and slimmer. So today's huge.
Jerry, we're talking about the game earlier, and I've been talking about the underrated unit in this game has been, and really for maybe a couple of years now, is Oregon's defense, ninth in the country against the rush, ninth in the country, I think, in sacks this year. It's always been kind of the mantra about they're not big, they're just kind of fast, they get pushed around. What has been kind of the philosophical change about how this Oregon defense has kind of transformed the last couple of years to be as good as they've been?
Well, the big change was the coach that came from Colorado, Jim Leavitt. He is really a motivator. I mean, he's like a lot of coaches. He knows how to motivate, got a great defensive mind, was a great teacher. But there's something special about him. The kids just rally around him and believe they can do things that they couldn't do before because of him. And he has, last year, he took them from, I think they were 126th in college football and overall defense, and they improved to like 100 or 61 or 68 last year. So they made a huge jump last year, and they're thinking they'll make that jump again this year. They got a number of anchors back, a good defensive line, a couple of guys at linebacker, kind of a young secondary, but they just believe they've learned so much from Jim Leavitt. He's been the key.
Jerry, you lose your head coach after one season. All of a sudden, you get Cristobal. He stays on as the head coach. What has been his kind of flavor he's put on this team, even though he was, you know, brought to be an assistant for Willie Taggart?
Well, Mario Cristobal has got a genuine personality about him that I haven't, and I've had some great coaches here, and I really appreciated all of them, but I've never had anybody with a genuine intensity of belief of Mario Cristobal. He is such a good man, just away from the game. Around the game, he's just so strong. I mean, he's the kind of guy that if you ever had to get in a fight, he's definitely the guy you want to have with him. I mean, he is the one that would take care of you, and I think his team feels that. Yeah, he's very genuine. He's very straightforward, draws a line in the sand. It's no three strikes. It's here's the line. You cross the line, you're not a part of our team. And his kids, I think they got that from him a lot last year when he was the offensive coordinator and the line coach. This year as the head coach, the whole team rallied. They wanted him. They put a petition out when Willie left and said, we want Cristobal as our head coach, as an entire team. And so he's got a charisma. He's got magic. Something about him. I don't know what it is yet, but he's got something.
Jerry Allen, the voice of the Oregon Ducks, with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and College Football Game Time. What are some of the matchup advantages that Oregon has today on the offensive side of the ball going against that Stanford defense? What do you expect them to try to exploit today, Jerry?
Well, you know, the game's going to be won or lost in the trenches. I know you say that about a lot of games, but these are two teams that have offensive lines that are somewhat similar now. Oregon's offensive line is beefed up. They're a little bit bigger, a little stronger and tougher, and can match what Stanford has had in the past in their offensive lines. And the defenses are very much alike as well. I think the Ducks have an offensive line of Jake Hansen and Dallas Warmack and Shane Lemieux that are veterans. They've been there. They've been around. They do have a big freshman in Penei Sewell. He's 6'6", 345, and they said it's remarkable that he plays with a veteran-like move. So they've got an offensive line they really feel can play with anybody. But when you look at Stanford's defense, look what they did to USC. I mean, USC is not a great team yet, but they just shut them down. They just didn't let them go anywhere. Their defense is not overly huge. I mean, Dylan Jackson, 6'6", 264. Ryan Johnson, 6'4", 262. Bowles, 6'4", 262. That's big. But they're fast. Their linebackers are fast. And so I think they're going to put pressure on Justin Herbert. They're going to come at him. Oregon hasn't established that key running back like a Royce Freeman that can pound you and get up the field. It's kind of by committee right now. So I think Stanford's going to say, okay, well, we're going to get your run game handled okay. We're coming after Justin Herbert. Expect to see, you know, four, five, six guys in the box.
Jerry, last thing for you. We've got about 30 seconds or so left. I think a big matchup, obviously we know Bryce Love held out last week, gets a chance back, maybe the best running back in the country. But you look at the two linebackers, Justin Hollins, Jalen Jelks. how big of a role? I mean, to me, it seems like those two guys have to make sure that they wrap up and tackle Love if he gets past that front line, because you can't let him try to go off tonight and get those huge runs.
He's all key. He's the whole key. He hasn't gone off yet this year. He had a week off last week. He's got to be healthy. He's the key. You've got to be able to hold him down. Give him some yards, but don't let him break the big one. And then put some pressure on Costello. Seven touchdown passes, but three interceptions. If you can put pressure on him, he's going to make some bad throws, but don't let Bryce Love beat you. If you can hold him down, you've got a great chance.
Jerry Allen, the voice of the Oregon Ducks. Jerry, have a great call. Enjoy the game, and I'm sure we'll catch up again before the end of this college football season.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, guys.
That's Jerry Allen, the voice of the Ducks, Oregon and Stanford, later tonight in prime time. Let's update you real quick before we get out of here. Michigan already on top of Nebraska, 14-0. That didn't take long. Still 8:42 to go in the first quarter there. Purdue, the 0-3 Boilermakers with a 7, well, Boston College just scored to make it 7-6.
Why's your hand up?
John Chuckery, what you got?
Georgia State today, I don't know, this is probably not good. 119th in the country in scoring at 17.7 points a game, 120th in the nation in scoring defense at 40 points a game. They going to win today?
No. You want me to elaborate more? No.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough. They got to get more offense.
Yeah, they do. They
got to get more
offense. Penny Hart's got 12 catches for the year. They got to get him going, man.
Georgia State, Western Michigan coming your way next. 12:30 with the pregame. 2 o'clock scheduled time for the kickoff. Keep it right here all afternoon. Atlanta United coming up tonight from Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Enjoy your weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.